KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 4:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams all over southern Nevada, we're getting some moderate flows right now on the Beltway, 215 westbound at the airport connector. You'll tap the brakes there. Also, 215 eastbound at Green Valley. Some volumes through that area. Crews are still cleaning up that crash eastbound Sahara at the 15 interchange. It was on both sides of the area there, so you want to stay to the middle. Heavy volumes on Interstate 15 through the resort corridor, northbound at Hacienda and 15 south at Sahara. And look for overnight road work on US 95 to 215 east in North Las Vegas. That off-ramp starts at 9 p.m.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip. Pick and Loans presents the Sports Flash, driven by Jeep on KMCQ.
With the NBA just about ready to start back up, Pelicans guard Drew Holiday told ESPN that he's going to donate the rest of his salary this season to social justice causes.
We had the momentum. We had the drive. We mentally, I felt like we were locked in. But coming back with everything happening, I need an extra push, and trying to figure out things with other teammates or other people in the league. Or my wife just one night was like, I really feel like you should pledge the rest of your salary. So when she said that, it was kind of like, woman, you're a genius. Like, I've been so blessed to make this money and to play basketball and still have a job, but there's people out there that need support, and support from us who still have jobs and have been blessed with so much.
Blue Emu promises no chill, no burn, no odor, just what you need to soothe tired muscles and joints. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Do you struggle with dizziness or loss of balance? When you roll over in bed, does the room spin? Do you have a difficult time concentrating and ringing in your ears? These are scary and debilitating symptoms of vestibular disorders, which affect the inner ear and brain. These symptoms are invisible and are often overlooked by others, but there's hope. Learn more about vestibular disorders at vestibular.org. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by SRT Special Services. In the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Now, if your business, your church, your legal office, whatever it might be, deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That number again, 702-221-1942. SRT Special Services. I remember back, not so many years ago, when Democrats were trying to tell the rest of the world that manufacturing jobs were gone and they're gone for good, and stop trying to bring back manufacturing jobs. Then we got a new president, and all of a sudden the jobs started coming back. Manufacturing jobs, good paying jobs, were starting to come back to America. And now there's another debate that's up from manufacturers, but it involves liability and some other issues. Joining us now, Linda Kelly, the general counsel for NAM, the National Association of Manufacturers, and she joins us. Linda, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
I want to ask you, do you remember back when the Democrats were all saying how horrible it was going to be for manufacturing jobs, and don't think manufacturing jobs are going to come back because they're not? And then Donald Trump came into the picture. And what kind of a job has he done on manufacturing jobs?
Well, the administration has certainly had a focus on manufacturing from the various, very earliest days. And, manufacturing's never gone away in America. It's just, kind of changed form, and there are still 12 million men and women in this country who make things in the manufacturing sector. We're really proud of them, and we work our hardest at the National Association of Manufacturers to try to support them and make sure that we have policies in place that support their success.
I want to ask you about a number of issues that are up right now, and they're being talked about by Democrats and by Republicans. One is the issue of liability protection for manufacturers. Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
Absolutely. So let me set the stage a little bit on this. Manufacturers have been operational throughout the months of the pandemic. They were declared to be essential businesses all across the country. And so our members had to figure out how to keep operating, how to keep making the things that our country needed during the pandemic while keeping their workers safe. And so that has meant just, navigating a whole maze of different requirements from, different agencies in the federal government, the states, and, even cities and counties have had their own requirements. And so manufacturers have been trying to keep their workers safe, follow the rules. They're worried. And as the economy continues to open up, increasingly worried about what that means if someone in their workplace gets sick. Can they be blamed for it? We have a very healthy plaintiff's bar industry in this country. They've been looking at what they can do to kind of build a business opportunity out of this. And so we have been working with Congress to come up with some liability shields that would help protect those manufacturers and those businesses even more broadly than manufacturing who have tried to do the right thing, who have done their best to keep people safe, so that they don't have to worry that they're going to be sued out of business if, unfortunately someone gets sick in their workplace.
I don't mean to ambush you, but I'm curious, are meat packers and folks like that, are they a part of your organization? They're ones that I know were blamed for hot spots in places like Iowa and different places like that.
Absolutely. Food production is part of our membership base, and you're right, there have been some specific challenges in that industry, and I think it points to how difficult it is to completely remake your shop floor and still be able to run your business and make sure everybody is staying safe and healthy. So, that has been part of the discussion for sure.
Again, Linda Kelly joining us. She is the general counsel for NAM, the National Association of Manufacturers. I'm sorry, Linda, didn't mean to interrupt you.
Sure.
Go ahead.
No, another piece that I just want to make sure we have a chance to talk about is that manufacturers a lot of them use personal protective equipment on their shop floors just in the day-to-day course of their regular operations. And so when we started to see shortages cropping up across the country, what many of our members did was look at what they had sitting in their own storage and donated that equipment out to medical facilities and others who needed it. And then we have others who stepped up and started making personal protective equipment items that particularly healthcare workers needed, and also some to use in industrial settings as well to keep workers safe. They started making things like face shields and masks and so forth that, aren't part of their regular business. And so we want them to have a measure of protection for, their good work to try to get that equipment into the hands of people who needed it and not have to worry that if, someone has a problem that they're going to be sued for that when they were trying to help in a time of crisis.
So do the right thing. Do the right thing. Linda Absolutely. Kelly joining us, the General Counsel for NAM, the National Association of Manufacturers. More with her coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
As we are staying home more and more, isn't it time to take care of some of those projects that you've been putting off? At Carpets & More, we have 4 decades of home remodeling experience. We can expertly handle any type of flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window coverings, virtually anything. And best of all, on approved credit, we have no interest financing. No interest. Come see us at 4580 West Tico or call us at 450-MORE. That's 450-M-O-R-E or carpetsandmore.com. Let's get those home projects done.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax.
They do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get into this whole thing with the Clark County School District, their superintendent, Jesus Chara, and whether he should lose his job for apparently lying to the governor, to the state superintendent of schools, et cetera, et cetera. Kevin Child, a former CCSD board of trustee, will join us at 5:05. Joining us now is Linda Kelly, the general counsel for NAM, the National Association of Manufacturers. And we were talking about this need for liability insurance, some kind of liability for manufacturers as they help us dig ourselves out of this coronavirus thing, that we need liability for manufacturers. And is this a partisan issue? Is it a Democrats see it one way, Republicans see it another way? I mean, it seems like there's something in it for everybody.
Sure. You know, it's interesting. It's been, you know, I've worked on these types of liability issues for a long time, and they tend to be partisan. But I would say that this particular debate has been, or discussion at least, has been fairly bipartisan. We've seen the, you know, the strongest level of support coming from the Republican side for sure, and you know the administration has been pretty strongly in support, as well as the Republican leadership in Congress. But we have also heard from some Democrats in Congress who can see the merit in this as well, and so we've been very careful not to try to push for something that's overreaching or, you know, would shield truly bad actors from liability. We're really looking to have a higher standard apply before liability could be found or applied to a manufacturer. We're not trying to protect everyone, only the good actors who are trying to do the right thing. And I think that's that's a very, it has a lot of bipartisan appeal, because we're not trying to be too overreaching. So we've really been encouraged. We're very encouraged about the prospect of getting something reasonable passed. I know a number of individual states are looking at taking actions as well, and that all of that is welcome. Anything that can really help give manufacturers certainty as they're ramping back up and we're trying to get our economy revved back up again and get people back to work. Anything that gives them some reassurance and some protection that they're not going to lose their bacon if they unfortunately have a problem in their workplace is going to be helpful and is going to be welcome.
And Linda, in our final minute, what happens? You know that we're 109 days from a presidential election. Not a lot gets done. Even more checks for folks that are out of work. We don't know if we're going to get that passed. What happens if we don't pass this kind of liability protection?
You know, there's a law firm that's tracking lawsuits for COVID liability that has already counted more than 3,000 different individual lawsuits of different kinds, and this could really turn into a big legal feeding frenzy, that is unfortunately going to target, some good people, some good actors who have really been doing what our country needs them to do to feed us, to make our medicines, to keep us safe and protect us during during the pandemic, and that would be truly unfortunate.
Boy, it would. Linda, thank you so much. If folks want to know more about what you folks are up to and the types of things you're doing, where can they go?
Absolutely. Our website is nam.org, and there you can see our whole plan for coming out of the COVID crisis. It's called the American Renewal Plan, and I hope people will check it out.
Very good. Linda Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. We'll check in with you again as we get closer. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin.
That's bye-bye. Linda Kelly, the General Counsel for NAM, the National Association of Manufacturers. Coming up in our next hour, we told you yesterday, and I don't think I was very far off. I said the comments of the governor about the superintendent of schools for the Clark County School District, he literally called him out as a liar. Governors normally don't do that, especially in a press release. But Governor Sisolak did that, talking about Jesus Jara. Is he going to lose his job? Should he lose his job? We'll talk with Kevin Child, the former CCSD Board of Trustee member, who will join us coming up in just a couple of minutes, about 5:05. And I want to find out from him. I mean, he knows where all the bones are buried in the Clark County School District. Is this the sort of thing that gets you fired as a superintendent of schools? Is this the sort of thing? I mean, when you call somebody a liar, next to being called a racist or a xenophobe or things like that, when they call you a liar, that's when it gets a little dangerous, especially when you're in a position where you negotiated with the school district, with the Board of Trustees, and now all of a sudden you're being asked to fire the guy by no less than the Principals Union. The Principals Union today came out and said, we want him gone. Fire him. He can step down, but he's got to be gone. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Thursday on AM 670 KMZQ.
No sports, no Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortero. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortero. News 3 live at 11.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. According to the Department of Veterans Affairs, of the 16 million veterans who served during World War II, less than 558,000 are still alive. To make things worse, many of them now need long-term care, with the average nursing home cost approaching $7,000 monthly. We wondered, what should veterans do? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor, Scott Lehigh. So, Scott, what should veterans do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend that veterans get a free copy of my book,
tax-free money for long-term care, where they will learn about a little-known veterans benefit that may allow them to receive up to $26,000 a year tax-free to pay for long-term care. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066. This has been the Long-Term Care Minute.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love it as we get closer to the weekend. You know, some weeks I hit the wall about Tuesday or Wednesday. I say, yeah, I think we need that. We need a holiday. Right smack dab in the middle of the weekend, and then I just change. I was so full of energy today, and maybe because we're talking about stuff that actually matters to people. Don't forget this hour, brought to you by our friends at PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Now, call right now. I know a lot of you have been on the fence and you've thought about it. Well, I'll call, find out a little bit more about this. It is pain-free, and it works. I know because they worked on my left rotator cuff, an impingement of the rotator cuff. They cured me. And without drugs, without painful physical therapy, without any of that. 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away, regardless of why you have it or where you have it. That's 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America. Stick around. We're going to be talking about Jesus Jara, who I must tell you, I am convinced, and I was convinced yesterday, that he was essentially a goner. That he's not going to survive this. There are just too many folks out there. You can't be called a liar by the governor of your state. That's a hard thing to recover from. And Jesus Jara has done this. In fact, I'll read you some of the comments that came in. Some of this stuff is just awful. The principals' union called for Jara's removal over what they call a lie. In their statement, they say your tenure here has been marked by one debacle after another. You've lost the trust and confidence of your administrators and other employees. You have embarrassed the CCSD community and residents of Clark County. You have revealed much about the true nature of your character, it continued. You have shown that you are dishonest, you lie, you manipulate, you cannot accept responsibility for your own actions. This is really serious stuff, and this is from the principals union. These are people that are pretty smart. Kevin Child, a former board of trustee member, will join us coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on Thursday on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.